The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 120, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to learn the fourth step in mastering basic multiplication facts using games. Now let's get started.
If your child is in third or fourth grade, you've probably heard your child talk about multiplication and the importance of learning basic math multiplication facts. Some children love to learn these facts, and others struggle, and they tend to give up claiming that they hate math.
Colleen and I remember drilling flashcards as a way to memorize or learn those multiplication facts. Of course, we loved it, but some children are not good memorizers. And being a good memorizer is not a prerequisite for being a good learner. We know children can learn best with hands-on experiences with math, where the numbers make sense and the math concepts are understood.
We started this podcast for parents to support their own child at home. We know that parents already know that reading to their child at bedtime can help their child develop a love of reading, but parents aren't sure how to support their own child in the area of math.
Parents might think it is the school's responsibility to teach their child about numbers. We are here to tell you, as parents and as a child's first teacher, you can support your child in developing number sense before your child goes to school. But what else can parents do at home?
We recommend you play games with your child. It only takes 10 minutes a day to make a difference in developing number sense. So today, we're giving you step 4 in 10 steps to mastering basic multiplication facts using games. And we are recommending continuing to play games with your child even when they're in 3rd and 4th grade. The goal for step 4 is to multiply any one-digit number by 2. We call this doubling a number.
That's right. For example, 2 times 3 is 6 because 2 groups of 3 make 6. Or by doubling 3, we get 6. To visualize this in the real world, consider a tricycle. It has 3 wheels. If we have 2 tricycles, there would be 6 wheels in all.
The game we recommend for step 4 is called On the Double. To play the game, each player writes the even numbers from 2 to 12 on paper as a game board. Players each place 15 coins on any even numbers. Players will need to put more than one coin on some numbers. Players take turns rolling a die and doubling that number to remove one coin. The first player to remove all their coins wins.
Players can roll 2 dice and double the total for more challenge. Using 2 dice, you will need to make a game board with the even numbers from 2 to 24. For example, suppose I rolled 2 dice and saw a 2 and a 5. I would find the total of 2 and 5, or 2 plus 5, which is 7, and then double 7 to get 14. Then I would remove 1 penny from the number 14 on my game board. If there were no pennies on that number 14, I would not be able to remove any pennies for that turn.
Right, and the goal is to be the first player to remove all 15 coins. You can see there's some strategy to this game besides learning how to double. Of course, this is also a game of luck because you never know what number you're going to roll on that 1 or 2 dice.
That's for sure. So if I were playing this game, I would need to think about which doubles I predict would come up most often. For example, if I was rolling only one die and I got a one, then I would double one to get two times one or two. If I rolled a two, then I would double two or think two times two is four. Since there are six numbers on one die, then there are six possible doubles on that game board, which include the even numbers from 2 to 12. I have 15 coins and only six numbers, so some numbers could have two, three, or even more coins on them. I might expect to get at least one of each number, so I probably would put at least one coin on each number. I like this game because it involves both thinking and chance.
What a great way to start thinking about probability.
Yes, it is.
You know, after playing a few games of On the Double, your child will learn how to multiply any one-digit number by two and not even realize he or she is learning. Doubling is an important strategy for multiplying numbers because to learn how to multiply by four, we just double again. And then we learn to multiply by eight, we double, double, double.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of doubles there. Since your child has already learned how to add two numbers that are the same, learning doubles should come easily with a little practice. Your child will have the one or two dice as a visual for a number and won't have to rely on just memorization using the number symbols. Knowing doubles in math will give your child confidence and will free your child's working memory up for higher level math.
If you would like a copy of our framework for 10 steps to mastering basic multiplication facts using games, just head over to our website at www.10minutemath.com. That website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.